In Class 2A football, there is one position that is not always at the forefront of the coach's mind. But for PCM, that position has been a vital part of the team's success the last couple of years, and Dominic Witt, who is one of the best kickers in the state, continues to be what Coach Greg Bonnet calls the team defensive MVP. This season alone, through four games, Witt has tipped off 27 times, with 24 of them going for touchbacks. He has 3-for-3 on field goals and 17-for-18 on extra points. Kickers can be the unsung hero of a local high school team, and Witt is a weapon for PCM that many teams don't have. A reliable kicker is without a doubt a huge asset on many levels for high school football teams, and having Witt on the team is not something Coach Bonnet takes for granted. Witt hit the game-winning field goal against Williamsburg 2 weeks ago as time expired, and he says in pressure situations, he always wants to have the opportunity for the ball to come off his foot. On this week's player profile, I take a peek behind the curtain of what it takes to be a successful kicker and what makes the big moments feel like no bid pressure for Dominic Witt.
In the past, PCM's had some kickers that I've known pretty personally, growing up. So, and I was pretty good at soccer. So during middle school, I started to get into kicking a lot, and then it's just kind of stuck with ever since. I mean, when I got into high school, it became a lot more serious, and I kind of loved it a lot. So I took it more seriously, and now I'm here.
Witt is also a successful soccer player for PCM, and he says that soccer has helped him out on the gridiron.
I think soccer allowed me to transition to kicking a lot easier, but now in high school, it's pretty hard transitioning from soccer to kicking because it's two different things. So,
Witt has a specific mentality he uses when a big kick is on the line.
Just got to be smooth. I mean, when you're out there, the crowd's roaring, you tend to get really antsy, and when you do that, your steps mess up, so you just got to be smooth and clear-minded.
Witt doesn't just work on kicking during football season. He spends the off-season going to camps to try and continue to improve his skills.
The camp so far has been amazing. This past summer, I went to a lot. I went to Iowa, Iowa State, TCU, Grandview, and I think a couple more, but camps have been overall amazing.
Coach Greg Bonnet says he admires Witt's work ethic and that he is the most valuable defensive player they have.
I'll say this and I'll say it again and again. Dominic is the defensive MVP for our team. He's the most valuable defensive player we have, because any kid that can kick it in the end zone consistently, and I say consistently, I don't think he's missed it yet. And that's just such a huge advantage for us, always starting on the 20-yard line. So, in addition to just being a great kid, he has an awesome work ethic, and the kid's an athlete. He could go out there and he could play, wide receiver, defensive back, worse, I guarantee he could. But he's kind of sold in. He's all in on the kicking thing, and he's dang good at it, so I support him. But, man, you couldn't ask for a better guy to have on your team.
Bonnet adds that kick coverage is hard to coach, and it's a huge advantage being able to have their opponents start on the 20-yard line each drive.
I think it's just so much of an advantage when you know you're consistently going to be starting on the 20-yard line. Because, like you said, kick coverage is very hard. I think it's probably the hardest thing to coach in football, is staying in those lanes for 40, 50 yards, being able to shimmy up and make a tackle on somebody that's running at you full speed. And it's just the whole scheme of it's tough to see. And it's definitely, for me, as a coach, it's the scariest play in football when you don't know that ball's going into the end zone. But for the last couple of years, it just hasn't been a factor, because he just gets it done.
The last several years, Witt has been very reliable on extra points, and he says it is becoming second nature.
Extra points now, I think they're a lot easier, but definitely when I was a freshman and stuff, they were a big deal. But now it's kind of become the point where it's automatic. Yeah.
Witt also adds that kicking is dependent on the chemistry between the long snapper, holder, and kicker.
Our long snapper actually just got hurt, so we had to put in a new one. But building the chemistry with, your holder and long snapper is definitely a big deal. Especially when it comes to game time, and just being able to walk out there all calm and ready to go is a big deal. So,
in big game situations where a tough coaching decision needs to be made, Bonnet says he has full faith in Witt's ability.
I mean, I think he's a 43-yard guy, you know, but I'm telling you, a lot of that depends on a snap or two. If it was just Dominic out there and they're holding a ball, I'd let him kick a 65-yarder. But, you know, for us, it doesn't really come down to him so much as it comes down to the long snap and the hold.
Witt is in his senior year, and he says he wants to pursue kicking in college. Dominic and the Mustangs are 3-1 on the season and will travel to South Tama tonight to hopefully kick some butt tonight and the rest of the season. For KNI Careless Sports on Football Friday Nights, I'm Clayton Sampson.